the first insight comes from this report is that gender inequalities are embedded in the law and are widely spread. Of the 173 countries surveyed, only 18 have no restrictions and or differentiations in all 47 areas. This set includes countries like Canada, like the Netherlands, like New Zealand, Spain, countries that are rich OECD members and where you would have expected that the law would have been impartial. But it also includes Armenia and Kosovo and South Africa and Peru, suggesting that high income per capita is not a perfect predictor of gender equality. You do not need to be rich to treat women fairly. We need not wait 100 years to all become rich and prosperous before having a gender-blind legal framework. Of course, even in these 18 countries, there is still a gender gap as measured by such topics as political empowerment, economic participation and opportunities, access to education, and so on. All that we are saying is that the law in these 18 countries is neutral with respect to issues of gender and treats men and women equally. It doesn't mean that the implementation of the law is equally good, and for that reason we see a gender gap in these areas. Another way to express this is that 90% of the 173 countries erect at least one barrier for women which have an impact on her economic opportunities. Indeed, there are 30 economies with 10 or more legal differences, sometimes many more, 20, 25, 26, mainly in the Middle East and North Africa region and in Sub-Saharan Africa. A second insight that comes from this database is that higher levels of gender inequality, as measured by the number of restrictions embedded in the law, are associated with various social dysfunctions. For instance, the larger the number of restrictions in the country embedded in the law, the fewer girls attending secondary school relative to boys. This is a fascinating finding, that legal restrictions tend to have discouraging effects on the participation of young women in secondary school. The higher the number of restrictions, the lower the labor force participation rates for women. The higher the number of restrictions, the fewer women running businesses. The higher the number of restrictions, the wider the gender wage gap between men and women. In fact, we looked at a specific example. In those countries where processes for getting a national identity card differ, meaning they are more difficult for women, women are less likely to borrow from a financial institution. 11% where there are no differences versus 5% where there are such differences. So even here we have a very eloquent example of the impact, the adverse impact that legal differences embedded in the law can have on something as basic as financial inclusion. A third interesting conclusion from this database is that in 100 countries, laws prevent women from doing the same jobs as men. To give you a fairly dramatic example, in Russia, there are 456 occupations proscribed to women. Women in Russia cannot drive the metro in Moscow, Petersburg, or wherever the metro system may exist. She cannot be a bulldozer machinist or a truck driver in agriculture or a controller of speed of train wagons and so on. And of course, there are many, many occupations in the energy and gas sector which are proscribed to women. In France, women may not carry loads of greater than 25 kilograms. The law, of course, doesn't say whether a woman can lift a five-year-old child. Such job restrictions create a known level playing field in which employers in high-paying industries will be discouraged from hiring women because they will not be perceived as employable across different work streams. And these, no doubt, will contribute to the large wage gap. In many of these restrictions, as one examines them in all these countries, one can sense a kind of well-meaning paternalism, a sort of patronizing attitude taken by the men who, by and large, control the legislative bodies that make up these rules. Also, many of these restrictions have not been updated in light of technological changes, which make physical strength less of a consideration in many occupations that might have been the case, decades ago. In the specific case of Russia, it is possible that many of these hundreds of restrictions are a legacy of the Soviet Union, which the authorities in recent years have not bothered to revise and to update. If we split the sample of 173 countries in two groups, one with no job restrictions and one with at least one job restriction, the wage gap, measured as the ratio of female to male earned income, is smaller for those countries with no job restrictions. It is 64% for countries with no job restrictions versus 52% in countries with at least one job restriction. And this is not surprising. This result is entirely consistent with one's intuition would suggest.